As Nevada's gubernatorial race begins to heat up, current Republican Governor Brian Sandoval says he hopes one key piece of his legacy remains intact for the next administration. Reno Public Radio's Noah Glick reports.
Sandoval says he wants to hear what all the candidates have to say, but there's one specific issue on his mind.
Obviously, I'm going to be very protective of particularly my education package and what we did to invest in education, to reform education, and to fund education. And anything that takes away from any of those would be a great concern to me.
Republican Attorney General Adam Laxalt, the presumed frontrunner in the race, supports a repeal of the commerce tax, backed by Sandoval during the 2015 legislative session. The tax on businesses earning more than $4 million in annual gross revenue goes directly to education. Sandoval has said he disagrees with repealing the tax. Speaking after a grand opening of Matter Academy of Northern Nevada, a new public charter school in Reno, Sandoval said he fought hard for investment in education and school choice during his time as governor.
One of the important components of my education plan was not only to fully fund public education, but to provide choice, school choice, and give parents an opportunity to send their kids to whatever school they want to go to.
Along with Laxalt, Republicans State Treasurer Dan Schwartz and bike shop owner Jared Fisher have entered the race. And on the Democratic side, Clark County Commissioners Chris Giunchiliani and Steve Sisolak are running for the position. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.